Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
It is time for my COVID slot this afternoon with Dr. Daniel Israel. Daniel, great having you with me this afternoon.
Great to be with you again, Simon.
Where are you taking me this afternoon, Daniel?
So, Simon, interestingly, we've seen I think it's interesting that we look at different countries in the world and what they're doing with COVID, because we can learn a lot in South Africa about these things. And we saw an interesting thing yesterday, how Singapore, which was a country, we know it's a city country, and it had a no-tolerance COVID approach or zero COVID approach until very recently, just like we discussed China last week. And we saw how Singapore has recently moved on to an approach of saying they want to live with a virus. Yet, interestingly, well, part of that approach, I guess, is that yesterday they announced that they will no longer be funding free healthcare for COVID patients who are unvaccinated by choice.
Oh, wow. Oh,
and
wow.
The real interesting thing, I mean, Singapore has a private healthcare system, but they have covered all medical healthcare for COVID-related problems and hospitalization since the beginning. But the Ministry of Health there showed that 5 in 100,000 people have been admitted. I suppose that means affected people, but in the vaccinated group, it was only 0.5, and they therefore have said that it's people's moral responsibility to be vaccinated. Now, let's remember that 85% of Singapore is already vaccinated, but what they've said for the other 15% is that if you're choosing not to be vaccinated, you will not be given any of the country's resources, so to speak, in terms of being looked after. And that doesn't mean they'll be in denied hospital care, but it means that they will have to self-fund their own care. And it's an interesting question to ask in our South African terms, and I'm sure we've dealt with this at some point before, but if we do get another wave and we do have people who are unwell, can we give the same priority to people who have chosen not to be vaccinated because they don't agree with vaccination to those who did everything they could to really protect themselves from a vaccine perspective? And I think it's a very interesting debate.
Wow, it is a phenomenal debate, Daniel. But where do the medical, what do you call people who practice medical ethics? Where do they stand on this issue?
So, I mean, the issues to explore is autonomy. I mean, you have to give a patient their own autonomy and their own freedom of choice. And we know that if you're going to view a vaccine as an intervention, we know that with all interventions, one needs to discuss risks, side effects, the pros versus the cons. And if someone, every person has a right to choose a treatment or an intervention or not to. And I don't think that coercing people to do treatments has ever been on the medical ethics approach in this country and should never be. That said, in a pandemic where there is a limitation of resources, we look for doing the most good for the most people at in a specific time. And that approach, and we can look into this further, maybe for tomorrow we can look at the actual medical ethics and the different terms, so to speak, that are touched on here. But it depends what your goals are. Certainly in a resource, if I continue as a medical practitioner in the other waves, we spent a lot of time just scrambling for beds to get people into hospital. It is very difficult to scramble for beds if someone was well informed before about how they could prevent COVID and didn't do it, against someone who did everything they could and happened to still get some complications. So it's a lot to think about at this time.
A hell of a lot to think about. And I'm just thinking, on the one hand, you're saying, no, I don't want the vaccine because I don't believe the science. On the other hand, you're saying, I do want the science to cure me. So you can't kind of pick and choose when it is that you're going to believe the science, when it suits you and when it doesn't. But what a phenomenal conundrum you've laid on the table this afternoon. I think I'm going to run with that for the next 2 hours. Thank you so much, Daniel. We'll chat tomorrow.
Let me know if you come up with any firm answers. I don't think it's going to be that simple. But let's carry on the discussion.
We'll give it a go. We've got very bright listeners, that is for sure. Thank you so much, Daniel Israel.